Now, we've been hearing this week from people who have recovered from coronavirus. Mary Wakefield is the commissioning editor of The Spectator, where she's written about her own experience. Her husband, Dominic Cummings, is the Prime Minister's chief advisor. Here are some of her reflections.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's a problem of mine, it's no problem I find. Living a lie that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in lying in bed. Let's just drive up to Durham instead. But that's the way that it goes, and now everyone knows. And every day my confusion grows.
Uncertainty is the hallmark of the coronavirus. When you've got it, the sense of medieval unknown only deepens. Is this definitely it? Will it get worse? Will it come back?
Every time I think of Boris, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for my husband born to say the words that I can't say.
My version of the virus began with a nasty headache and a grubby feeling of unease, after which I threw up on the bathroom floor. That evening, as I lay on the sofa, a happy thought occurred to me. If this was the virus, then my husband would have to come home. My husband did rush home to look after me. He's an extremely kind man, whatever people assume to the contrary. Don couldn't get out of bed. Day in, day out, for 10 days he lay doggo with a high fever and spasms that made the muscles lump and twitch in his legs. He could breathe, but only in a limited, shallow way. But his lips weren't blue, and he could talk in full sentences such as, "Please stop staring at my chest, sweetheart." It was reported that Boris was heading in the other direction, into hospital. I've been a slack Christian during this era of biblical plague. It feels as if someone's turned off the spiritual stopcock. I got to my knees for Boris, and found to my surprise that my prayers flowed easily, as if carried along in a current of others.
Every time I think of Boris, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for my husband, Dom, to say the words that I can't say. Every time I think of Boris, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for my husband, Dom, to say the words that I can't say.
Got to my knees for Boris,